Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk. Double R. Real talk. Real talk. Welcome to Real Talk with Double R. How you doing? I'm your host, Ron Ramsey. Listen, I got a good one. I got a good topic. The topic I want to bring to your attention is name change. Yes, name change. Double R had his name changed. And the reason Double R had his name changed because I was named after my father. I was a junior. Yes, I was a junior. But being a junior for me started out supposed to be a badge of honor. Once your dad passes your name on to you, it's supposed to be special. It's something you should put your chest out on, be proud. And it comes with morals and respect and being taught and being parented in the right direction. Nah, not my dad. My dad was very abusive, both verbally and physically. And my dad was a womanizer. I mean, my dad was a cool dude. He was a sorry dude. But he was a cool dude. I mean, man, he used to dress up in his little outfits and have his nails done, his hair done. He was like a little pimp, you know what I mean? Little micro mini pimp. I mean, people looked up to him. People respected him. He didn't respect them, but people respected him. And it even showed in our family. I mean, he didn't respect my mother. He didn't respect my sister's mother. He didn't respect my other brother's mother. They didn't respect any of them. He had babies by several women, and he had no love for them. He was just a cruel, mean dude. And watching this, I said, wow, I'm going to be the opposite. I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be out here treating people bad, talking about them, manipulating them, using them for my advantage. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take this name that he gave me, and I'm going to make it positive. I promise I will. I'm going to make it to where people are going to look up to it. People are going to know me all over. And I did that. And I took that name and I tried to make it positive. And I did a successful job, but it came to a point to where the older I got, the more I started wanting to separate myself from the name. I wanted to actually have my own identity. So in junior high school, I took the name. And I kind of diced up a little bit, but definitely in high school, I really took the name and chopped it up to where I'm going to be my own person. But I knew in the back of my head that I have to be my own person. So for me, let me let you know in on a little secret here. I was 9 years old. My dad spits on me at 9 years of age. And I don't mean accidental spit. I mean where you... That type of spit, the intentional spit, the spit that you spit on somebody that you don't like. I'm 9 years old, you guys. What the hell did I do at 9 years old to get that or to get treated like that or to get spit on? I don't know. I was only nine. Hadn't been on the planet long enough to get any type of life experience. But I do know that him spitting on me was wrong and I wasn't rolling with that. That I do know that. So therefore, I held that in for such a long time. And after that, I didn't see my dad for a good long 10, 12 years, maybe something like that. But then I run into my dad when I'm 20 years old. I run into him on 108th and Western. Now, I'm not the 9-year-old boy that I used to be. I'm a 20-year-old young man. Okay? So now... I can defend myself. Back then, I couldn't defend myself. But now, I can defend myself. And you can kind of say, you guys, Double R got even. I mean, I'm not proud. I'm not advocating fighting your parents on any level. Let me make sure we're clear on that. I am not advocating that. But however, Double R had to put those hands on him because he took me there. And I'm sorry he's not my father. My dad, he's my sperm donor. So I had to put my hands on my sperm donor to let y'all know to let him know what was happening. So we get into a physical altercation in the little mini mart. and we're throwing stuff and we're fighting and we're going back and forth. We're knocking down aisles and we're throwing bottles and cans and we're wrestling. And man, it got to the point to where the police came. Yes, the police came. And the police is tripping because they separate us and they start interviewing us to find out what's going on, what happened, what happened, what happened. And they've come to find out, father, son, what the hell are you guys doing? I said, wait a minute, hold up. Son, sperm donor. Let's get the understanding straight now. He ain't my father and he's not my parent. He never did anything for me. And what happened was Double R held this in from 9 years old to 20 years old, hoping to get a chance to let all that out. And I was wrong because I really could have hurt the man. And I was trying to really kill that dude, really trying to hurt that dude. I was trying to bring harm to that dude, such harm to where I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is at this point. So therefore, I knew at that point I can no longer be named after this dude. That was actually the nail in the coffin, as you would say, to say, you know what? Change your name when you get a chance. Change your name when you get some money. Do it. So for me, I did that, but I did it a little late. And the reason I'm on here to explain this to you guys is that if you're in a situation where you're not happy with your parent and you're named after your parent, I'm talking about the name, you have a right to change your name. But also, too, in that right to change your name costs money. Changing the name is not free. I do need to let you guys know that. So, and not only is it not free, it's going to require some time to do it. Just want to let you know that. So before you do it, make sure you got a little bit of money and a whole lot of patience and a little bit of time. Because, man, you're going to go through a lot of different things trying to get this done, trying to get that done, waiting for this to happen, waiting for that to happen. That's where the patience comes in at, right there. But if you're willing to take on that quest, by all means, go for it. But like I said before, do it because you want to do it. And don't wait too late. There's no such thing as being too late. Never. It's never too late to correct a situation. Don't you think that at all. But anyway, this is your boy Double R. It's not where you line up. It's where you wind up. Peace. God bless. And I'm out. Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real
talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.